It's a new dawn, a new day, a new start. Start your day afresh. It is a new dawn, a new day, a new start. Start your day afresh with the Word of God. This is Daily Rhema with Johnson A. Julius, your daily devotional podcast. Stay tuned and be renewed, refreshed, inspired, encouraged, replenished, reloaded, and prepared as you plunge into your day. God bless you.
Good morning. Welcome to Daily Rhema with Johnson Julius. Shall we pray? Father, in the mighty name of Jesus, our Lord and Maker, we thank you for this wonderful day. Thank you for this week. Thank you for the gift of life. Thank you, dear God, for all the blessings and benefits attached to life. Dear God, be thou exalted in the name of Jesus. Our Father, we come to you this day, confessing every of our wrongdoings. Father, please have mercy, forgive us every of our sins and iniquities in the name of Jesus. Let the atoning blood of Jesus atone for us, and let the efficacy of the blood cleanse us, spirit, on our body, and make us whole from all forms of filthiness, pollution, contamination, and defilement of sins and iniquities in the name of Jesus. Holy Spirit divine, we hereby apply for grace and capacity to please you in all our ways. This very day, this very week, lead us, guide us, other steps direct our path. Keep us all far away from all forms of evils and temptations in the mighty name of Jesus. Every of our good undertakings we commit to your able care, Lord. Please bless and prosper those that are not contrary to your will for us in the name of Jesus. Thank you, dear God, for in Jesus, the most prosperous name, I have prayed. Amen, amen, and amen. God bless you. Kindly join me in the book of Matthew chapter 5, verse 14 through to 16. It has been our regular test for a while now. Matthew 5, verse 14 to 16. I read from the Authorized King James Version. God bless you as we follow the readings. Ye are the light of the world. A city that is set on an hill cannot be hid. Neither do men light a candle and put it under a bushel, but on a candlestick, that it giveth light unto all that are in the house. Let your light so shine before men that they may see your good works and glorify your Father which is in heaven. Hallelujah. Amen. By God's special grace, this is episode 14 of Shining Light Indeed. Shining Light Indeed. And we are on the subtopic where I am treating how do we shine. I started this one yesterday. How do we shine as the light of God? Number one I mentioned yesterday is by living a life of integrity, honesty, accountability, trustworthiness, and so on and so forth. That is, in our characters, in our behaviors. So our behavioral attitude must show forth that indeed we are shining light. Remember, I said yesterday, this very particular point can never ever be overemphasized upon. In the book of Acts of the Apostles, the Bible says the disciples of Jesus Christ, name it very well. I want you to take cognizance of this very well. The disciples we are talking about here were not the apostles. They were not the 12. In the book of the Acts of the Apostles, the Bible said it was in Antioch they were first called Christians. What do they see? Christ-like attitude in them, that indeed these people have been with, can you see? They have been with Christ. They know Christ indeed. People call them Christians. It was not the name given by God. It was not the name given by themselves. It was people who observed them. Why? In their character. How? In their characters. In their behaviors. How they relate with their environs and with the people. How they, you know, how they react to the persecution around them. That was what gave the people that name, to be calling them that name. You remember Apostle Peter and John as well. The Bible said when they were before the doctors of laws, the Pharisees, the Sadducees, the scribes, the Bible said when they observed them, they saw that they were rude, they were unlearned. But yet, when they observed them, the Bible said that they discovered that they have been with Christ. That is what we are talking about here. Our way of life, our character must reflect that we are shining light. Indeed, number two I talked about yesterday was with the ways and the manners which we talk. We must be mindful of how we talk. We don't just talk for talking's sake. No, we don't just talk because we feel like talking. No, if you are a child of God, you talk because you have something meaningful to say. You have something, you know, good in your mind to say, not because you won't just want to talk. No. You remember the book of James, chapter 1, verse 26 said, if any man think that he's a religious person, that and then he cannot even bridle his tongue, so he talk anyhow, that such a man is deceiving himself. Such a man is actually deceiving himself. And in Ephesians 4:29, thereabout, the Bible says we should not even try it to allow any corrupt words to come out of our mouth. We cannot just say anything anyhow. Number three, I will be talking about this morning, is we can shine by showing hospitality unto people around us, both those whom, you know, believe in us and those who doesn't even believe in us. We can be hospitable unto them. It shows that we are, you know, light indeed. Let's see what the Bible says in the book of, James first. James chapter number 1, verse number 27 say, pure religion and undefiled before God and the Father is this: to visit the fatherless and widows in their affliction and to keep himself unspotted from the world. Can use to visit those who are suffering. Yes, to partake in their, you know, in their suffering. The Bible says when those who are happy, when they are happy, we should be happy with them. Oh, let's see that one in the where it is. Actually mention hospitality. That is 1 Peter chapter number 4. Let's see what happened there. 1 Peter chapter number 4. Because of time, let's see verse 9. The Bible says, use hospitality one to another without grudging. Can you see something? Use hospitality one to another without grudging. You don't need to grudge concerning anything. Be good to people. That is it. Be good to people. You never can tell what comes up tomorrow. Be good to people you meet today, not because of today itself, but because of tomorrow. You never can tell. You see, this world, this life, there is a saying in my place, the place where I grown up from, that says, we human beings, we are like flowing river. We flow here today, we can meet in another and flow down to another community tomorrow. So if you flow and meet in another community tomorrow,
And if you have done something very disastrous to me, or I do it to you here, how do I face you again? Where I will be, when even maybe I will be the one to need your help. You see, Romans 12:13 says, distributing to the necessity of saints, giving hospitality. That is it. Distributing to the necessity of, you know, of the saints. Another thing I want to talk about this morning is we should live an exemplary lifestyle. We should live exemplary lifestyle. Just as I talked about the apostle right away now, that the disciples rather, that it was through the kind of life they were living that made people call them Christians. Our life is an epistle which people read these days. They look into what we are doing more than what we are saying. More than what we are saying. Can you see? They look into what we are doing more than what we are saying. So we should live a life that a life of uprightness, a life of truthfulness. We must not lie. We must mean the kind of life we live, what we claim to be. We must live according to it. Especially we parents, when you are claiming to be this and you are telling your children, maybe last week thereabout, I watched a Christian movie whereby the father has been punishing the son for stealing and lying. And unfortunately, as a Christian, a genuine Christian, child of God, he was having challenges, and in the place of work, as an accountant, he has to dip his hands into the company's account, and was discovered and, you know, arrested. Can you see? And the child has to be asking him, and the child was remembering how the father used to punish him. And thankfully, he was able to, you know, hone up and told the child, I have failed you. This is what I did. This is it. And they settle the issue. Can you see? You see, children learn faster from what they see us doing than what we claim or what we ask them to do. Another point I want to talk about this morning is we should live and act in wisdom. We should be acting in wisdom. Yes, you don't just live anyhow. As a Christian, I want you to know one thing. The world is looking for how to name the Christ in you on the cross again. By the time you make one foolish mistake or one foolish statement, or you act rashly, before you know it, they say, and he said he's a Christian. You see, they will talk against the Christ you claim that is in you. They will talk against the hope of glory in you. They will talk against the light of the world in you. That is whom they will insult. So people must not, you know, blaspheme God. People must not blaspheme God through us. We should do everything. You see, Apostle Paul was saying in Acts of the Apostles, I think chapter 24, verse 16, thereabout, that I live the life that is void of offenses towards God and towards men. We should act discreetly in the wisdom of God to live a life that is void of offense towards men and God. Another point I want to talk about this morning is moderation. We must be moderate. We must be modest in all our ways. We must be, you know, we must be modest. We cannot just be too loud as Christians. I'm not saying you are not to be fashionable. You can be fashionable as Christians. It is permitted. As a matter of fact, we should be the one that will, you know, use the best thing on earth, because our Father, our God, God himself owns everything. So we should show forth his glory. We should show forth his beauty. But it must be moderate. In the Philippians chapter 4 verse 5, the Bible says, let your moderation be known unto all men. The Lord is at hand. When you are dressing, put Christ before that dress. When you are doing anything, put Christ before that thing. Don't do it excessively. Don't do it excessively. According to the Bible, in the book of 1 Peter, thereabout, the Bible made us to understand, that the best thing is our inner beauty. In the 1 Peter chapter 3, let's see what is there. 1 Peter chapter 3, as I round up this morning, let's see what is there in chapter number 3 of the book of 1 Peter. And let's read from verse number, because of time, let me read verse 4. He said, "Who's adoring, let it not be that outward adoring of plating of air and of wearing of gold or of putting on of apparel." Can you see? But verse 5, "But let it be the hidden man of the heart, in which is not corruptible, even the ornament of a meek and quiet spirit, which is in the sight of God a great prize." Hallelujah. So what I'm saying here is that our adoring must not be, be our priority must not be how we appear before men. Yes, that is not the most. I do not say you should not look good. Don't get me wrong. We should look good at our best, at our very best, but it must encourage others. It must not chase others to, go and live the life that will make them corrupt their lives by chasing. They want to be like you, and then before you know it, they lose their lives. May the Lord have mercy upon us in the name of Jesus. Bow down your head. Talk to God. I want to be a shining light. Give me the grace to shine indeed. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, dear God. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen, amen, and amen. You can reach out to me through the email johnsonioljulius@gmail.com or johnsonjulius@thetableofgodsgrace.org. Ayo there is AYO. So you can also reach out through any of the lines, +233 202 749 915 or +233 552 482 187. Exploit this day in no ramifications and make greater exploits for yourself and for the kingdom in the name of Jesus. My name still remains Johnson Julius. See you tomorrow, God willing. God bless you.